Well, just in case I didn't greet any of you on the way in, if anyone slipped by, Happy Easter. It's wonderful to be celebrating with you. We've got beautiful flowers everywhere, and we've got balloons for the 11 o'clock to convey to our children and young people that we are celebrating. We want to convey that sense of party and of joy. And on that subject, I'd like you to think of the greatest party you have ever been to. Have a think for a moment. Or maybe the greatest event or celebration. Do you have a date, a time, a place in your mind? Maybe for some of you, it's spectacular. It's New Year's Eve in Times Square, New York. Or at the Sydney Opera House watching the fireworks. Maybe it was a street party for the Queen's Golden Jubilee. Maybe it was one of those precious, massive family get-togethers. Three-line whip, you're all there. Maybe it was for a diamond wedding anniversary. Maybe it was a big birthday bash. Your 21st will forever be etched in your memory. Maybe it was the big 4-0. Or maybe it was your wedding day. We celebrate for a reason. We celebrate milestones, achievements. We celebrate commitments, love, and longevity. Now we have to be honest, you can party for party's sake. I don't want to be ageist, but I think the university students are particularly good at this. Every Friday, Saturday night is party night, or it used to be in my day. Now they're up to their eyeballs in debt and much more serious. But I bet if you ask them, what were their best, most significant party celebrations? It wouldn't just be another Friday night, Saturday night. There'd be a deeper reason for why that particular party or celebration meant so much more. So the flowers, the balloons, the chocolate, the roast lamb all remind us that we are celebrating today. And it's not just us. The world is celebrating today. For billions of people all around the globe, today, the Easter story is a game changer, a life changer. But sadly, for some, they've lost track of the reason for the celebration. They've got the balloons, they've got the flowers, they've got the eggs, but at the heart, there's a bit of a gap. I wonder if any of you have had the misfortune to go to a party that has fallen flat. I wonder if you've ever been to a surprise party that has been arranged so brilliantly that the birthday boy or birthday girl genuinely thinks everyone doesn't care and they've been so depressed that they've made other plans. And then this surprise party has just been a tragedy. Because they're not there and no one can contact them. And as best as you can, you say, well, we'll just party anyway. But the reason's not there, is it? However hard one tries, a surprise party without the guest, it's a dud, isn't it? I wonder if you remember from the US election, the photos of the venue that had been booked for Hillary Clinton's victory party. It was all there, the stage, the banners, but it just looked desolate. So to have a great party, to have a great celebration, you need a reason. So why are we celebrating today? What's our reason? Why are we greeting one another saying Happy Easter? Why do we gorge ourselves on chocolate eggs? Why? Well, for many people, today is a special occasion, but it's sort of about family. It's about stopping from work. It's taking a moment. But there's something profoundly missing. The spiritual good news is absent. And even for us, we can get a bit rusty. We can get a bit distracted. We can get so familiar with the story that it loses its power and significance. Imagine you had an invitation to go and have afternoon tea with the Queen. And not one of these big kind of hundreds of people come. One-to-one, a personal audience. Wow. What a reason to celebrate. What a blessing. What a privilege. But imagine the invitations keep coming every week. Suddenly the travelling to London each week adds up a bit. The cost of the rail tickets adds up a bit. You have other plans, other commitments that clash with your audiences. It's still a massive privilege to meet the Queen. But if you lose track of the reason, then suddenly it's less of a celebration and more of a commitment or a duty or an obligation. You still go, but the heart is in a different place. The reason to celebrate gets lost in the familiarity and the stuff of life. So it's Easter. We have a royal invitation to come. Let's for a few moments remind ourselves of the wonderful reason that we gather to celebrate this morning. Why do we celebrate? We celebrate because Jesus is alive. He did some amazing miracles. He spoke more wisdom than any other person in history. But when he went to the cross, when he went to the grave, it all looked over. But what a powerful word. But an eternity changing word. But he rose again. Jesus is alive. That's why we celebrate, because on that first Easter, Jesus rose from the dead. And that's so important. Jesus physically died, and he was physically resurrected. This morning, we're not celebrating just that somehow his teaching lives on. But we're celebrating that Jesus lives on. It's not just that his example lives on. It's not just that a great story about an inspiring person lives on. But as our Bible readings remind us, Jesus physically came back to life. Jesus is risen from the dead, and he is now seated at the right hand of the Father. So why does that matter? Because everything, and I mean everything, hangs on his resurrection. The Apostle Paul says this: but Jesus has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Jesus Christ will all be made alive. It's in Jesus that we are alive. Jesus shows us what our destiny is if we will put our faith and trust in him. He demonstrates what has been won by the cross. What are the most painful things we can experience in life? Let's walk through a list and remind ourselves how Jesus being alive changes those human realities. I think the hardest thing we can experience in this life is the loss of a loved one. The grief, the emptiness, the pain. It's not right. It's not fair. But Jesus died and rose again so that all who believe and trust in him will rise again. That we will be restored to one another and we will be together in him. That because Jesus died and rose again, separation is temporary, not permanent. Jesus rose again that we might rise again with him. We celebrate today because Jesus has won for us eternal life. And not just eternal life that's a mixed bag with some good bits and some bad bits, with some smooth bits and some lumpy bits. But eternal life that is perfect in every way. It may be lived out on a restored and recreated earth, but it is literally heaven. What about illness, sickness, suffering? As a church family, we're all too aware of this shadow in our lives. What does Jesus' resurrection mean for sickness, for suffering, for pain? Well, Jesus has broken the curse of sin. Eternal life has no sickness, no suffering, no affliction, no depression, no anxiety, no cancer, no diabetes, no MS, no Alzheimer's. Because Jesus died and rose again, there will be an end to suffering and an end to watching others suffer. In God's grace and purposes, we can know healing in the here and now. But more gloriously, a future awaits us in which it is all gone, no more. As Jesus said at the cross, "It is finished." And what about heartache? What about broken relationships, betrayal, disappointment, lies, distress, selfishness, guilt, shame, fear, regret? What about baggage, about burdens, about shame, about insecurity, about low self-esteem, about self-doubt, about self-criticism, about self-loathing? So many of us carry heavy baggage and hidden wounds. What does it mean to our mixed up, messed up humanity that Jesus is alive? Well, it means that we can be free. Because Jesus is alive, we can find in him a fresh start. Not just a fresh start, but numerous fresh starts. To start over again and again. To be healed, to be restored. To have peace in the core of our being. To have joy in who God has created us to be. Forgiveness, healing, love in its deepest and truest experience are ours because of him. So this Easter Sunday, I want to encourage us all to celebrate and to be thankful. If you've never personally responded to what Jesus has done for us, then can I humbly suggest today is a cracking day to make a start. to say to him, "Here I am, warts and all. You know me through and through. And I need you. And I desire to come to you and worship the risen Jesus." And if you've known him for many years, I want to encourage you to thank him afresh, to thank him like you've never thanked him before, because we can never thank him enough. Jesus died that we might live. Jesus rose again that we too might know the joy and purpose and power of the resurrection. Shall we pray?